because your faith is going to be tested.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, and nobody really likes tests. But if you learn how to handle the test right, those tests will build you.
That's right.
They'll make you stronger in the Lord. They'll cause character, you know, the character of God. They'll cause stability. It'll cause confidence. You know, once you endure a test and, you yield to the Word or yield to the Holy Spirit, it builds confidence.
That's right.
It causes confidence to rise up in your heart about who's in you.
That's right.
You know, I was listening to somebody today on TV, I don't know, just talking about a lot of folks don't know who they are, you know. And I did. You know, back yonder before I got saved, and I mean, been just a lot of trouble and all through my life, you know, and got on up there, and I'm a young man, I'm 26, 27 years old, and I'm trying to have a good life, and I just can't seem to get it. I just can't seem to, you know, and so I started having these thoughts. You know, people say God's a good God, God loves you, and God's a good God, and I thought, if he's such a good God, why'd he put me here to go through hell on earth and then die? You know, that was my concept of God, you know. But when I got born again, you know, I realized through the Word of God, through going to church, hearing the preaching, you know, tuning the world out. I mean, it's not just going to church, hearing the Word. You know, it's tuning the world out. Sometimes you got to just shut off negative people. Come on, somebody. You know, I mean, you got to delete people off of Facebook. No, somebody afraid to delete what they're going to think about you. I'm not saying be ugly, but there's just certain things, you know, that I'll just delete people. I've deleted Travis before. My own son. Get all that rigmarole going on. You know, wasn't no real ungodly stuff. It was just a lot of garbage. You know, debating and blah, 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 boom, bye. I mean, I deleted him. And it wasn't nothing because I didn't love my son. You know, I've got trials and tests, and I ain't got time to be caught up in all the mess.
That's right.
See, they sometimes trials, you know, your faith is going to be tested. There's no doubt about it. You decide, I mean, maybe you've got a problem with anger, you know, or something like that. You know, you get born again, and God's going to lead you in the path of righteousness. He's going to lead you in the path of love, you know, and it's going to happen, you know. But that the trials that comes our way are nothing more than opportunities. They're opportunities to yield to the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And that love, when we yield to that love, that test is really there, and it's not really meant to destroy.
That's right.
You know, we say, God, help me to love like you love. Help me to love. Well, you're going to get unlovely people. There's no other way for it to happen.
That's right.
Because the love of God is already poured out in our hearts, according to Romans, right? So now you've got faith in God, and he is love, the Bible says, that God is love.
Amen.
And you know, and so the more that we develop in that love, the less that anger can rise.
Sure.
The less that anger can rule us anymore. You know, and we want to be ruled by the Spirit of God. We want to be ruled by the nature of God. You know, but I didn't really know who I was, but once I got born again, I went to church one night, and I didn't have a concept that Jesus was in me. I didn't know he could go with me.
Right.
I really truly didn't. So I get up one morning, you know, and I pray that morning, and I say, God, I pray, I don't remember what I prayed. I hadn't been saved very long, and I told the Lord, I said, I'll see you when I get home, Lord. Because, I mean, I thought he was only at my house, I reckon. I don't know what I thought.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, I start getting up, and the Lord said, take me with you. I just heard it in here. And I'm like, take him with me. What a great idea.
Yes.
I didn't know I could take God with me. But see, he was with me anyhow.
That's right.
He was just making me aware at that time that he could be with me, coming to that knowledge.
Right.
That he could be with me 24/7. He already was. Right. He said he never leaves you, but I didn't know all that. I didn't know the Bible says he never leave you nor forsake you. Well, I go to church that night, or maybe two, three services, days after that, and I'm sitting there, and my pastor, he said, you got to have faith in the seed in you. I thought, seed in me? What seed? And then he began to talk about how that we're born of the Spirit of God, and the seed of God comes on the inside of us.
Amen.
He said, you got to identify with Christ. And I thought, identify with Christ, what does that mean? I mean, I didn't know what identify with Christ meant.
Amen.
You know? And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm sitting there, and I didn't really get any more out. So I left, and I thought, I got to identify with Christ. What? You know, and in about that time, they come out with a saying, WWJD had bracelets. WW, what would Jesus do? You know, and everybody's getting a WWJD bracelet, you know. And so I thought, I ain't wearing that garbage. You know, I'm not wearing that, you know. I just didn't want one. But, you know, I thought every time I would go and start to get mad, I think, what would Jesus do?
Right.
Now I'm identifying with Jesus.
Right.
That's how it was. That, it wasn't the bracelet that I wore. I did wear one later, not all the time. Nothing wrong with a WWJD bracelet. But you know what? I started identifying with the Lord. When I would want to get angry, I mean, I had a bad temper. I was very jealous, you know, of people. I was jealous of Teresa and her mom. You know, I mean, I was just, you know, full of fear and you know, no self-esteem and all of that stuff. Although, I wasn't really scared of anything back then, but it has nothing to do with that. See, the Spirit of God was starting to lead me in a path up in life, up the way I felt about. Now I'm like, if she wants somebody else but God, they'll bring her back. Just go, baby. You got to have grace. Well, that's freedom to me. Now I wouldn't trade her. I mean, if something happened to her, which today we're going to see Jesus together, I probably would never have anybody else. I probably wouldn't. She's the love of my life, and she is always going to be the love of my life. Always been. And some people, I don't know how you put up with her. And I tell them, I said, I love the way she is.
That's right. That's right.
She keeps me on my toes. And if I'm having anger problems, she can get it out. I mean, she can help me. She's like sandpaper. You know, sandpaper gets you. You know, if you want Jill to get all the rust and stuff off, get you some sandpaper, right? Because you want that surface smooth and all of that. Well, God uses people like sandpaper with us to really mold us and make us into the image that He is.
That's right.
The Bible says, as God is, so are we in this earth. Hallelujah. It says, as God is, so are we.
Yeah,
so you got to get that concept. I'm like God. Now, you may not be nowhere near what your image of God is in you being there. But it don't matter. You've got to look at the Word, and you've got to say, I might not yet be where I want to be. Bless God, but I'm like God. I'm going to be like God. When Jesus comes back, I'm going to be just like Him.
Yeah.
The Bible says we can be, and we are going to be.
That's right.
The Bible says He's coming back after a glorious church. And we are already glorious.
Amen.
Y'all guys are amazing. I mean, just like Matt. I mean, I could see him, and I thought, well, he's got a little hard road right here, because he's trying to get people to church, and this is where he's at, and he gets all excited, and then they don't show up, and then he gets mad. You know? You know, like, well, I done been down that road, and, you know, I went down it lower than Mike did. I told him, I said, well, you know, have a little mercy on him. I'm trying to help Mac. And so I'm like, well, Mac's just got to develop. That's all. He's got to develop. His heart ain't wrong in it. His motives are right. He wants to bless people. He wants to come to church. You know, but the enemy wants to get him upset. Well, see what I'm saying? That's just a test. That's a trying. You know, somebody started a church, and then he thought that they might be upset with him. And he says, well, I'll just go to church somewhere else. I'm the one keeping them out. And I'm like, that ain't going to happen. You just let them go. Because I told Mac, it's their choice and your choice and my choice. We're going to serve the Lord.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Well, the trial of my faith, I'm not getting rid of you. I'll give you $50 before you leave and get you back.
That's sweet.
Well, I done been down this road, man. Ain't nobody gonna separate us from the love of God. Ain't nobody gonna separate us from the love that God's given us and brought us together. And you know, as men's a watchman, I'm not gonna sit by and let it happen. Not without a good fight of faith, right? See, you can't either. In the trials, when you enter into a trial, always look to maneuver God's way. Always look to say, hey, man, is this the enemy? Is this a trap? Or is this an opportunity for me to move? And if it's the enemy, go ahead and get him under your feet right then. And rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Put him under your feet. My Bible says that if you resist the devil, he has to flee. Now, I do that periodically. Because there's going to trials come spiritually. You'll get up in the morning, everything was fine, you felt good in Jesus, and then you'll get up and you just feel like, man, this is going to be a bad day. Ain't nothing going to go good. I mean, you got that feeling. That's a test for you. You get up and you stand up and say, nope, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. See, that's how you endure that trial and go on, and I mean, have the joy of the Lord.
That's right.
Because, I mean, people used to say, well, if you feel like that, how do you know it ain't the Lord? I said, God's not a right gut feeling.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
I said, God's got that peaceful voice. If he wants to tell me something's going to go on, I ain't got to feel right good on the inside about it.
Good stuff.
The Bible says in Romans 18, those that are led by the Spirit, not by feelings and emotions.
That's right.
Or what it looks like in the natural. You know, I had to deal with Travis one time. Heart wasn't really in church like it ought to be, and he's doing praise and worship, and he won't mind me telling this. He's on fire for the Lord and going up and all that. You know, and I come in here and I pull him down. I pull him out of ministry. See, I'm in a test, Mac. What am I going to allow in the church? What am I going to allow that? I'm not talking about not being perfect. I'm not talking about that. Ain't none of us perfect.
That's right.
I'm talking about heart.
That's right.
I'm talking about hard after the Lord. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And so I tell him, you just go out there and you just sit down. You ain't doing it. And I knew whenever I entered that trial, I knew that it had the potential for Travis to quit church. I knew that it had the potential to mess with mine and his relationship. That he might not come see me. He might not talk to me. I don't know. It had the potential, but I knew the Lord was telling me to do it. Yeah. And so I thought, this is going, God works all things. See, that's how you handle them trials. When you know to do the right thing, and it looks like fear is trying to get you not to do what God wants you to do. That's when you cast that fear off and you say, God has not given me a spirit of fear, timidity, a cowardness, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And then you make that right decision. You make that God decision, that decision that you know is right, hallelujah, and then cast it over on the Lord and say, Lord, you work all things together for the good. I don't know how, Lord, and I'm not going to figure the details out, Lord. I'm going to let you work. And where is he at today?
Amen. That's right.
Had I not done it, he might have went on and deceived his son. I don't know. See, but that was a hard trial for me. That was one of the hardest things a father and a pastor can do, is to bring down your only son. And I thought, well, Lord, you sacrificed yours.
That's right.
You sacrificed your only son for me. And then now, Lord, I have the power. See, now I'm not just preaching. I'm not just telling you my story. I'm telling you, you are going to have trials of faith in your life. It's going to come to church. If you think church, you're never going to have an opportunity to get offended in church, I'm just letting you know now, shoot that duck up and down. Because it will happen, won't it, Richard?
Yes.
See, we don't got time to stumble around. We don't got time to get offended. We don't got time to stumble. We don't got time to get offended at God. Ladies, dogs, you got to outrun her. She's, you know, on my faith friends list. And she ain't come to church yet. She's coming sooner or later. I've done invited her.
Amen.
Then your dog gets out. And they go over on the highway and both of them gets run over and killed. And then she's mad. She's mad at herself. She's not a good mama. And then she said God didn't come through. She asked God to make sure her dog got home. Find her dog. She's mad at God. Because God, and I went on there and I said, it's not God's fault. See, the enemy's very good at getting her mad at God.
Yeah. Yeah.
The very one that can help you. The very one that can heal you, deliver you, raise you up. He wants people offended at him. See, God didn't come short. Put your fence around the yard. Keep your dog down the road. See, it's not God's fault. Right? But you know, see how clever the enemy thinks he is? And I just put on her to help the lady. It's not God's fault. That's all I put. Oof. I thought I'm going to plant this seed. I'm going to put it in there. Nobody else says, you poor, pitiful thing. We've all lost dogs.
Yep.
I've lost my daddy and my mama and my brother to cancer. And I mean, we've all go through trials and different things in our life, praise God. But we got faith in God.
Yeah.
That God's able to strengthen us and give us grace. Just like Richard was talking about, 4 hours late and made it on time. That's grace.
That's right.
That means Richard then had the ability through the Lord Jesus to get done what they needed to do to get to the will of God tonight.
That's right.
That's grace. But you know what? They could have pulled up and said, oh, it's too hard. Boy, look what they'd have missed tonight. Didn't happen in Jesus' name.
That's right. Yeah.
See, he didn't let the trial keep them out of church. Well, see, tomorrow we all going to need some more strength because there's some more trials coming.
That's right.
So if we don't go get fed on Sunday and Wednesday and through the week and praying and different things and fasting, you know, when those trials hit, we're just going to be like Carrie Trial. Didn't spend a lot of time with God. He didn't acknowledge God. I can't preach it the way that dude preached it. You know, he never read his Bible, listened to secular music all the time. He would go to church. I mean, he's Christian. Both of them were Christians. But one of them's name was Vic Victory. You know, this dude prayed. Yes. This dude fasted.
Yes.
This dude listened to praise and worship.
Yes.
This dude, both of them hit the same trial. Both of them hit the same mountain. Well, old Vic Victory just mashed it on down and went over it. Old Terry Trial, he's trying to struggle. He didn't got his foot out of the car. His car won't hardly make it. He ain't never put no plugs in it. He didn't put no fuel cleanup system in it. His old car's weak. So the same mountain Vic Victory just blooms up, man. I mean, didn't even slow down. It's about to destroy this. But you know what, praise God? They both did make it to the others. But I'm telling you, I've been on both sides. I would rather be up in faith and ready when the trial comes and smoke that baby, bless God, and come out saying, glory to God, where's the next, and hallelujah.
Amen.
Then I had to come through that trial and say, oh, it's hard, sir, Jesus. Oh, it's hard. Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. See, if you're strong, though, you're already up and you're taking these trials head on and you're passing these tests. Told Travis one time, every time he pulls up to a red light, somebody's going, room, room, room. They ready to race, man. Told Travis, he's just like, oh, yeah, room. I mean, and he tell me one day, Dad, every time I go somewhere, I said, Satan's watching you. I said, you don't realize that Satan's watching you. I said, Satan's setting you up, son.
Yeah.
I said, there's going to be a state trooper or some cop or something sitting somewhere and that somebody's going to have that thought. I said, and you're going to yield to that thought and they're going to yield to that thought and you're going to get busted.
Yeah.
I said, Satan's setting you up. I said, son, till you pass that test, it ain't going to stop.
Yeah. Right.
Now, I was trying to help my son.
And you know what? He went on, and I think he exercised that thing. And it wasn't long, he was telling me, oh, nobody want a raise. Well, me and him did the car and pulled up beside the show, dude. I said, what's this? Oh, oh, oh. That little dude. I didn't kick it back. But it works. It works. Hallelujah. See, listen. The testing of our faith is working. So give me that scripture, James 1, I think it is. Let's read that scripture. My brethren, count it all joy.
Yes.
Boy, that right there is a toughie for people.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. I went through one just yesterday. It could have caused me to lose a lot of money for Travis. Under a lot of pressure, things not going right in the business. We understand, Richard. We really do. It just don't look like it. We just don't respond much to it. I ain't responding to that the wrong way. The wrong way defeats me. I done been on both sides of that track. If I yield the right way and trust God, there ain't no mountain too big that I can't climb. There ain't no mountain too high that I can't get the victory and get on top of it, praise God. There ain't no devil that can defeat me if I stay in a right spirit with God. Because the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Yes.
You know, just like David. Look what God's doing.
Amen.
I mean, he's trusting God, praying, seeking the Lord, believing God now that his family comes up and all that stuff. And I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. I mean, he's going. I told him, I said, you ain't going nowhere but up.
That's right.
You're going to the top, man. See, it's not because we're so special here, although we are.
Amen.
We're anointed.
Yes.
See, there's a difference in the word and the anointed word.
That's right.
The anointed word is when God is putting his anointing on the word preached.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then he puts his grace on our ears so we can spiritually hear and get revelation on the inside, and then the gates of hell cannot prevail against
us. Amen.
See, I mean, every Christian that I know has got their favorite scripture early in the morning on Facebook. I'm not against that. But I need my own biscuit.
Right.
Come on, somebody. I need my own biscuit.
That's right.
Their biscuit might not be mine. I cook my biscuits a special way. I cured some biscuits I told them one time at church. I cook breakfast every Sunday morning for my family. I have for 5 or 6 years. Every Sunday morning I cook breakfast. Just very few times I've not cooked breakfast. And so I just felt loving and generous, you know, one Wednesday night, and I said, hey, they'd go eat, have biscuits or something that Sunday, sir. I said, I'm going to cook a pan of biscuits and bring them. I said, I'm going to bring some biscuits. Yeah. Oh, yeah, brother Scott, I'm going to bring biscuits. I didn't nobody eat my biscuits. You know what? They were ugly. But my biscuits are some of the best. They'll melt in your mouth. Your grandma can't cook no biscuits. No matter what. Don't let lunch fool you about folks.
That's right.
That know the Lord. They might still look a little rough for real, but they're power packed.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some stuff inside that you can't really yet see on the outside.
Amen.
That changes the circumstances of the outward realm. God calls us the anointed. We're the anointed of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so I told them that Sunday, I said, boy, y'all just don't know what y'all missed now. I said, I didn't none of y'all eat them biscuits. Them biscuits make you want to slap your mother. I won't slap my mom.
Some of them like, no, we can slap mama.
I agree, I wouldn't slap mine either.
My mama hurt you.
But you know what, praise God. See, the Lord, you know, the Lord, the Bible says that the word, Paul said the word is working mightily in me.
Yes.
And you know, that applies to us.
Yes.
We get in, we hear from the Lord. That's why I fast often. I don't fast to be religious. I've never wanted to be. I've seen religious folk.
Yeah. Yeah.
They fast and want everybody to know it. Yeah. They give $5 and want the whole county to praise them for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's religious junk. The Bible says whatever we do in secret, God will reward us quite openly.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll do it openly.
Yes.
You know, we won't have to nobody pat us on the back and all that. God will just show up, show out, show himself real. We'll be like, glory!
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's good. God's real.
Yes.
He's moving. See, that's where the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
See, you gotta have him manifest in your marriage, in your relationships. Well, if my wife had changed, I'd be happy. You won't never be happy if she changed. That's not her.
That's right.
I'm complaining to the Lord one time about preaching. I think I married the devil's daughter, Lord. Blah, 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 Lord. I've been involved. I mean, I'm telling God all about what I didn't like about Teresa. You know, it seemed like she was against me. And I'm just trying to serve Jesus. And I get done, and the Lord said, it's not her, it's you. I said, but Lord, look how she treats me. He said, it's not her, it's you. You're your problem. I mean, you know, as a people, I mean, I'm not saying every now and then somebody gets on your nerves, but if it's everybody on the planet you get around, it's not them, it's you.
That's right.
It's not them, it's you. You know, it shocked me that it wasn't her. I'm like, you could have fooled me. I live with her. Yeah, you're up there in heaven, that's why. You ain't got to put up with her like I do. But it was me, Mac. I changed. And the more I changed, the better she got. It wasn't her, see? She wasn't really changing. I was just changing and letting God mold me into what he wanted me to be. And I was satisfied with everything then. I'm like, well, glory to God. It wasn't as bad as what I thought. See, the Lord causes us to change. He changes the way that we see things.
Yeah.
He changed the Spirit of God on the inside of us through trials. I thank God for trials.
Amen.
Trials has pushed me in where I don't even get doors on the credit no more. Faith pushed me in to believe God bigger than having to put them on the credit. Well, that means I've got to have thousands of dollars in the bank.
Yeah.
You know? It looked impossible. And Teresa helped God. He can take you to that place. See, and God will even motivate you. He'll take you to that place. And so I sat out fasting and praying and saying, okay, God, I'm drawing a line on getting doors on the credit anymore, Lord. See, if I can get them on the credit, Johnny, they ain't got to pay for them 30 days. Wait till I get them in. Give me plenty of time to get the money paid, you know, and then put it in the bank and then pay them. It worked for years that way, but God wanted to take me higher.
Yep. That's right.
See, things work good until God begins to deal with us. And when God begins to deal with us, it creates a trial. And that trial, most of the people run. They rebuke God. They'll start to rebuke that trial. Listen, trials are not bad. No, what did he say here? Laugh about it.
Yep,
that's right.
Have some joy about that trial. He said, count it all joy when you fall into temptation. See, you got to change your mind. You got to have a mindset to do this. Right here.
That's right.
Are you going to go around all of your life as a Christian being a victim? What do I mean, Lord? Why did it happen to me, Lord? Why all these people? Why do I get all the bad customers? The grippers, the complainers, the users. See, it's victim. Or you can say, glory to God, hallelujah, I'm going to be a witness to these customers. Somehow I'm going to overcome evil with good. I mean, the Bible says overcome evil with good, not overcome evil with anger and slash out and let them know how you feel and all that.
That's right.
There ain't nothing worse than a woman roll her eyes around when I say something. Come on, somebody. Surely ain't none of y'all women in here do that. If you do, get rid of that trial.
Right.
You create a trial for somebody. That's going to be a hard one for some of y'all ladies. I mean, I know this one, her husband goes to talking and she goes,
Ain't even heard what he's saying yet. Come on, man, give the dude time to breathe before you make that horse sound. Travis, he's a smacker when he eats. I mean, I don't know how he does it. I reckon he rolls it and it sticks to the roof of his mouth and he takes his tongue, pops it down right quick. I don't know how he does it. I mean, he'll just smack and talk and smack. And most of the time, I'll just run my window down because it wants to get on my ever-living nerves. Smack and talk. And I'm thinking, son, I've always chewed. I told him one time, I said, son, chew with your mouth shut.
I can't, Dad. It don't taste good.
I'm like, man, your taste buds ain't in the air. Your taste bud, that's your head. You know, because I'm thinking, have a little more manners. I mean, we'd be there at Jack's eating out with people just smack, smack, smack. And it's bouncing off the wall and everybody's like, ooh. But it don't bother him. He just goes on smacking me. And that's okay. That's my trial. Yeah. I got to learn to set in that smacking until I can say, ha, ha, ha.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, I love it.
You know what? I mean, he did it the other day, and I didn't feel good that morning. You know, trials don't bother you too bad. Same trial can get on your nerves when you don't feel good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That trial don't bother you at all, but then you just get up and you don't feel good. Then that same trial will make you want to get a hatchet. I mean, I started, you know, and he's over there. He ain't eating. He's drinking. And he goes, I don't know how he done it. And then I can hear him swallow it. You ever heard a horse real thirsty goes down there and punch, and you can just hear it grumble all the way down? That's what it sounds. I think it was just magnified that morning because it was me. But you know what? I told the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this trial this morning. I really needed it. Glory be to Jesus. I'm trying to count it all joy. I'm not going to come to church and preach it and not use it. Right. Out there, oh, well, it was for thee, Lord. It was just for the church. That's all it was for. No, it was for me, too. The Bible said that I'm supposed to be first partakers of what I preach.
That's right.
But you know why I have preached it and got all excited about people going out and being defeated in the same thing I preach?
Come on.
You would think that would be possible. See, it's not what you know. It's not what you hear and know. It's what you do with what you hear and know.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, for real. You know, it's what you do with it.
That's right.
You know, I've seen two people start out in the Lord and one just go after the Lord like a racehorse. I'm talking about, you know, just the Lord this, Jesus this, Jesus, Jesus, go home, Jesus, Jesus. The other one never don't pay Jesus a whole lot of time. And I've watched them just totally outgrow that other person that don't never do nothing. Hearing the same word in the same church.
Right.
And it proved out to me that it's not just what we hear. It's what we put into practice what
that's
we hear.
Right.
But you know what? Growing in the Lord is not easy. That's why a lot of people don't do it.
That's right.
I mean, they, it seems much easier just to sit down in the trial and be defeated to them. But you know, I was telling Travis, went through that trial yesterday, and I actually told the guy, I said, well, look, if you need to get somebody else, I understand. And then my next thought is, you know, I better watch it because it's going to cost me a lot of money. And I said, shut up, idiot, or I'll drop him. You don't threaten me with fear. You don't threaten me with fear.
Amen.
You just don't threaten me with fear. Now, I'm not going to get in the wrong spirit about it, but don't threaten me with money. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not my garage doors, not men. You hear me? You got to have that in your head and in your mind that the Lord is your shepherd. The people are not your source. People are not your supply. Your supply comes from Jesus. It don't come through your workplace is not who you are.
That's right.
You can't identify with your life only going somewhere if you keep or got a good job or get raises. See, those trials are, see, you've got dreams and desires that God is going to put into your heart as you progress in Him, that your job is not going to be able to meet that demand.
That's right.
So you're going to need a greater picture of God in the middle of your life than you have right now.
That's right.
And the only way to get that is count it all joy when you fall. Go ahead. But know something. Know something. Somebody say, I got to know something.
No,
see, you can count it joy because you know that the trial of your faith works patience. The patience is not just sitting back 3 hours and a half on a stump not moving nothing or saying nothing. Patience, the word patience means endurance.
That's right.
Endurance. That you're able to endure hardship. You're able to endure longer and longer in trials. Hallelujah.
You know, I'll tell the story here and bears telling again. We bought our house, believe God, 10 years. 10 years, Johnny, I planted seeds. I made payments on people's houses. Sowing seeds for mine. I sold a house and land that was in mine and Teresa's name. The Lord told us to sow it. And we sold a place to a lady. Signed it over to her. Believing that when I released it, I said, Lord, this is my payoff on my house.
Amen.
This is to ensure, Lord, that no matter what comes my way, Lord, that I'll have my house paid off. And fear told me you could lose it and you won't have nowhere to go. See, you're going to have these trials that come into your life that's going to take you into your future that are not going to be easy choices. But if we're used to yielding to the Lord, submitting to the Lord, listening, praying, fasting, reading books, reading the Word, then when you need the direction from God, you will be able to hear from God.
That's right.
You'll be able to pick up on what God is saying.
That's right.
The direction that He wants you to go. Well, 2007, our house comes. It was the way the Lord worked it out, I believe it was 2007. I mean, didn't look like we could ever do anything like that. Anyhow, we got in. Well, 1 year to the day that we got it, the economy failed. My business went from $500,000 down to nothing nearly over a 2 year period. I was behind on everything that I owned. I didn't have not one vehicle I don't believe paid off at that time. I done give my home away, me and Teresa. We were 3 months behind. Everything that I believed about God was put to the test.
Right.
See, trials will cause you to look on the inside and say, do I really believe God's real or not?
Amen.
And see, when we really believe God's real, the Bible says all things are possible.
Amen.
To them that believe.
That's right.
The Bible, I hold on to one scripture in that Bible because they told me, the bank told me that, they sent me a letter because we were behind. They called me every day. Seemed like it. I believe it was. And I'm like, well, I got to answer the phone, you know, man. And I wouldn't say out of my mouth, I'm going to lose nothing. I had the scripture in there where I hung on to where Jesus said, no man has left father and mother and lands and brothers and sisters for my sake in the gospel and lost anything. But he shall gain 100-fold in this life and eternal life. That's all I had to hang on to.
That's right.
I had no money in the natural, no work coming in. Everything that I had depended on had let me down. God's doors let me down. The banks let me down. The bank sent me a letter and they said, we want to see if you qualify for us to help you. We want to help you. So I filled out all the paperwork the bank sent me. I thought they was going to do something. I don't know what I thought they was going to do. But I thought this has got to be God. So I sent it. They sent me a letter back. You don't qualify. I wanted to cuss them out. What do you mean don't qualify, y'all idiots? I'm losing my house look like in the natural. And they don't qualify. Who qualifies? Everybody's up on their pavement. So anyway, praise God, I'm out there and the devil said, see, I'm talking about trials. I'm not just telling you my story. You're going to go through trials. And you've got to have some endurance, man. You've got to build some endurance now that the trying of your faith will work more endurance in you in the times to come. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And so anyway, last time I talked to a dude, you know, I made up my mind, but God, I done went, I'm going to go bankrupt. Where I can make payments on what I want to keep. Even a secular lawyer, he told me, you ain't, Mr. Weston, you ain't going to pay me nothing. The government's going to pay me to bankrupt you. That way you get to keep your home if you can make them payments. Now, he told me I could keep the thing that I was very concerned about because Travis and them lived on the property, you understand? And we ain't going to have nowhere to go. And Travis and them ain't going to have no land. I mean, we're fixing to lose and be homeless looking like. Now, what do you do as a Christian when you feel like you're at the Red Sea? See, it looks like the enemy's won. It looks like God ain't come through for you. You know? How many of those ducks were? I mean, we shouted in the church, we walked by faith, and not by sight. Glory! And then we get out there, and the water's raging. We get up on top of the car. Help me, Lord, help me! Like you just swim. Well, anyways, here I go, you know, and I made up my mind, but God, no man lie. I said, Lord, that's me. Now it's my turn, Lord. I realize that I've got to fight the good fight of faith, Lord. Just like I've preached all of these years, 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. It's me and Teresa gets breakthroughs once I make my mind up. We're sitting on the porch and we're laughing. Ha ha! Ooh, glory! And it wasn't won by faith. It's just happening to us. We done got a breakthrough on the inside of us because of our stance in the Lord Jesus. They ain't nothing changed on the outside. We're still behind. Got the last call from the bank. I told him, I said, listen to me, buddy. I said, I know you're only doing your job. I said, that's fine. I said, but you go back and you tell your boss, y'all will never get my house. You understand? I signed them papers and said I would make the payments and pay for my house. And in Jesus' name, y'all will never get my house. Clink.
Amen.
One or two or three weeks later, I got this big job. I made $8,000. And I think it took me 2 days to do that job. 3 days. I went and got the stuff. 2 days done the job. And you know what? That was 2008 or 9. I don't remember when it was. Once I come through that trial and I stood, I've never been late again on my house or nothing else.
Amen.
See, all I'm saying to you is these trials take us higher. They take us higher into the things of God, character-wise, financial-wise. You know what? I write a check every week for the garage doors that's delivered to me. I made it, Richard.
Amen.
Travis, he told me today, I said, how much were them doors? I said, if I want to go get some down payment money from them. I doubt that was $5,000. I said, I don't have that. Well, big deal. Let them come on. Cut them a check. See, I'm not bragging about the money. I was down yonder on the bottom. But God and the Lord is taking you and me higher and higher and higher where we're going to leave an inheritance to our children's children. You've got to have some stuff, baby. The Bible says wealth and riches are in your house. You got to have a house.
Amen.
The Bible says that my cattle would be blessed. I never knew they was in Deuteronomy 28. I've read that 15 million times probably, but I read it after I got that land, and I noticed the word cows. And I said, glory to God, there's my cows. And I laid hold of that. I said, Lord, I thank you right now for my cows in Jesus' name. I ain't got no, but you know what? I've got about 10 cows. And that dude told me, he said, Now they're bred back, heavy bred back. Got them cheap too, got them at a good price. And I said, well, that's good. Because when I'm getting cows, I'm thinking to myself, it's going to take me 2 years to see a baby calf. Because ain't no bull comes with it. I'm going to get a bull, then I'm going to wait. It's going to be 2 years before I see a calf. Well, you know what? I bought those cows back in March, April, I don't remember, somewhere back. All 10 of them. And I'm telling you, them cows had made me want to sell them the whole time. Trials. You hear me? So I went down there. I mean, it's every other week that I'm having to get the cows up. And so I'm telling you this for a reason. And I'm thinking, nah, man, I had a long-term goal with these cows. And I would tell the cows, if y'all get out again, you've got a good boss here. You've got good pasture, man. I love y'all. I'll feed you good. But don't do this to me. I have to work all day. I'm going to come over here to see y'all. Y'all are down yonder. I come around through there just happy when they go check the cows. Come around this curve and there's a big hill up here on the side. And they usually, they're horses. It's that pasture that they go to. It's broad patches, man. My pasture's way better than it is. And I just come around through there, and I looked up there, and I thought, whoa. Put on the brakes and stopped. I said, that is my cows. They was on that pasture again. Well, anyhow, I decided every time I'd get them up, I'd be mad. I want to go over, I'm going to have some hamburger meat or something. I even thought one time, drop one of them in the middle of all of them, let them know you're serious. That's when you're mad, you know. You don't carry a gun with you that way. Well, anyway, I go, you know, and I decide, no, it's long term. Now, I can't just do that. I felt like it's going to be long term with these cows for a while. Well, now, see, when you're believing God, don't let things in the middle deter you from what you're believing God for, see? Because right. Things come to steal your vision. They come to steal and get you. I mean, I got a letter, you know, through the mail tree. Said, you got a lid right there. I said, what is it? She said, somebody's made you an offer on that land over there. I ain't got enough for sale. Some land company that buys land, I don't know what it is. Sir, we'll give you $42,000 and some odd dollars. No way. No, devil. Now it was tempting. Sell the cows for $8,000. Sell the land for $4,000. Pay the house off. Give Travis a little bit. I'll pay him later for us to give. I threw it in the garbage. I told that devil, I said, what are you, an idiot? I said, I'm going to get over $100,000 out of that. I'm not done yet. And I told him, I said, if my cows ain't going nowhere, I'm giving them one more chance. And Tricia, she said, I've heard that 1,800 times. You're going to give them one more chance. I'm a real graceful guy, man. It takes a lot to get me to get out of that grace, man. Well, you know what? Praise God. I from the time I bought them cows till now, I've got 1920 cows over there. Them babies started popping calves every month or so, and every one of them's had a calf. I'm like, whoa, he said I'd be blessed. I mean, I'm a year early, Lord. And I go over there, and all them little rascals are running everywhere with their tails up, just having a blast over there, boy. See, don't turn loose of your dreams till you get to the harvest. You know, I mean, I don't go out there and plant tomatoes and say, well, Lord, it's hot. I got to go with the weeds. Surely they won't smother it. No, I don't let that happen. I go out there and I'm like, glory to God, get the tiller, get me a hoe, something, get all them weeds out around, throw a little fertilizer. And you know what? I have to make. But you know what? I can't let the trials of the weeds and all of the hard hoeing and planting and doing that not cause me to get a harvest. I mean, I was spiritually speaking in the same way for us. So he said, know that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Go on, give me that. We've got to close it. But let endurance have her perfect. It's working. Endurance is working, but you've got to yield to it. If you got a bad about getting mad real easy, you got to work on it every time you get a chance. Work on it. Work on that. Work on it. Work on it. Work on it. Let it have its perfect work. Why? That you may be perfect. That word there means entire. That you may be mature and entire. Wanting nothing.
Amen.
I mean, it's bringing stability into your life, praise God. So listen. Don't let the trying of your faith set you back for 6 more months.
Amen.
You're going to get there. You might as well get up and get with it now. Yeah. Well, wait 6 months. Say, well, I ain't done this yet. I'm not going to be having fun all alone.
That's right.
Then you make it. You're like, why did it take me 8 months to decide not to get mad no more? I finally quit getting mad at Teresa. I'll tell her. She'll tell me, I'm going to spank you. And I said, you've been telling me that for 35 years. Didn't do it. Spank me, baby. Spank me. See, used to be, I'd watch her. She said, spank me, man. I'm going to watch her back. Now I'm like, you ain't going to do nothing. Thank God. Too mellowed out now to do all that. So I want to encourage you tonight. Don't let what you see. Listen, you think America's going down? We're handpicked by the Lord.
Amen.
The United States of America was founded on biblical principles by holy men of God, wrote the Constitution and all that. Listen, they tried to do away with the Bible forever. You can't do away with the Word of God. We got the Word of God in us. We got the promises of God, which are yes and amen. And bless God, no weapons formed against us will prosper. Hallelujah. And we will see the kingdom of God manifest itself in all of its glory. The Bible says the earth is filled with the glory of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our trust is not in none of that. Somebody told me the other day, and I got to close. But y'all are going to win that.
Come on.
Somebody told me the other day, boy, I sure didn't miss Trump. Oh, I miss Trump. I said, I don't. You don't miss Trump? I said, no, I still got God. What about you? Trump wasn't my savior.
That's right.
Trump wasn't my savior. Come on, somebody. Trump wasn't my future. Start with.
Yeah, that's right.
And Biden can't be mine. Come on, somebody. That organization can't put out the fire of God in you unless you let it.
That's right.
Now, you get mad at all that. I was watching a little bit of the thing going on today to impeach somebody that ain't even president. You know, I'm watching that garbage, you know. Man, I'm watching it. And I thought, that's about a bit of insulation. So much a liar. Turn it off. I thought, I'm going to church tonight. This is trying to get me not even go to church at 2 o'clock. Oh, they're lying, old Brother Trump. They're lying. Well, they lie on us too. We don't care. We know where liars come from. Satan's author of them. He's author of confusion and lies. He's a liar. Can't tell the truth. So don't be all upset and fret about it, but God, get your eyes on the one that is able to do abundantly above greater than you can think or ask, because you're letting the power work in you.
Amen.
You're letting the faith of God work in you. You're letting endurance work in you. You're letting the trials get the rough edges off of you. You're letting the trials do what they're meant to do. Even Satan, when it's him, the Bible says that he works all things to you. Satan works for me. I know some Christians don't want him, like Satan ain't around. He's around. You might as well work him.
That's right.
Might as well use the idiot. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we praise you.